If you haven't listened to the introduction to the exorcism prayer, my video on that, I highly recommend that you listen to that also. Let me just, okay. All right, if you don't have the prayer book, we have oral bindings here, but you could print out the prayer book in color. You want to have a color printer, and you can bind it whichever way you want. But here we have it in the prayer book. You can refer to your prayer book. You can refer to a folder or a tablet if you're on a tablet. Now, basically, we're going to be going to pages 112 for the litany and 118 for the exorcism prayer. But we start on page 118, and then we go over to the litany. We're starting out with the old litany, old and New Testament litany, and then we go into the exorcism prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I renounce Satan with all his works and pomps, and pledge myself to Jesus Christ forever, and act of contrition. Almighty God, upon the Son, I have been offended thee, because I fear the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, Almighty God, because I offend thee, all good and deserving of all thy love. I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to confess my sins, to do works of satisfaction, and to amend my life. Amen. I confess, Almighty God, and the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, the Blessed Michael, the Archangel, the Blessed John the Baptist, and the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul, and all the saints and to your brethren, that I sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I beseech Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, Blessed Michael, the Archangel, Blessed John the Baptist, the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul, and all the saints and to you, brethren, to pray for the Lord our God for me. The Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. And the Almighty merciful Lord, grant us pardon, absolution, and remission from all our sins.
Amen.
The litany of the Old and New Testament saints. Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, the Father of heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Holy Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph, foster father of Jesus.
Pray for us.
St. Michael.
Pray for us.
St. Gabriel.
Pray for us.
St. Raphael.
Pray for us.
Holy, holy angels and archangels.
Pray for us.
Holy, holy orders of the blessed spirits.
Pray for us.
Saints Adam and Eve.
Pray for us.
Saint Abel.
Pray for us.
Saint Seth.
Pray for us.
Saint Enoch.
Pray for us.
Saint Noah.
Pray for us.
Saints Abraham and Sarah.
Pray for us.
Saints Isaac and Rebecca.
Pray for us.
Saints Jacob and Leah, Rachel, Bella, and Zelpha.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph, son of Jacob.
Pray for us.
Saint Moses.
Pray for us.
Saint Joshua.
Pray for us.
Saint Caleb.
Pray for us.
Saint Tobias the Elder.
Pray for us.
Holy, holy patriarchs and matriarchs.
Pray for us.
Saint Deborah.
Pray for us.
Saint Gideon.
Pray for us.
Saint Samson.
Pray for us.
Saint Samuel.
Pray for us.
Holy, holy Judges.
Pray for us.
Saint Elias.
Pray for us.
Saint Eliseus.
Pray for us.
Saint Huldah.
Pray for us.
Saint Nathan.
Pray for us.
Saint Isaiah.
Pray for us.
Saint Jeremiah.
Pray for us.
Saint Baruch.
Pray for us.
Saint Ezekiel.
Pray for us.
Saint Daniel.
Pray for us.
Saint Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael.
Pray for us.
Saint Osi.
Pray for us.
Saint Joel.
Pray for us.
Saint Amos.
Pray for us.
Saint Abdias.
Pray for us.
Saint Jonas.
Pray for us.
Saint Micaiah.
Pray for us.
Saint Nahum.
Pray for us.
Saint Habakkuk.
Pray for us.
Saint Sophonias.
Pray for us.
Saint Agius.
Pray for us.
Saint Zacharias.
Pray for us.
Saint Malachias.
Pray for us.
Saint Job.
Pray for us.
Saint Simeon.
Pray for us.
Saint Anna.
Pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist.
Pray for us.
Saint Agabus.
Pray for us.
The four daughters of Philip the Deacon.
Pray for us.
All you holy prophets and prophetesses.
Pray for us.
Saints Elkanah and Anna.
Pray for us.
Saints Manoah and his wife.
Pray for us.
Saints Boaz and Ruth.
Pray for us.
Saints Tobias the Younger and Sarah.
Pray for us.
Saints Joachim and Anne.
Pray for us.
Saint Zachary and Elizabeth.
Pray for us.
All you holy spouses and parents.
Pray for us.
Saint Peter.
Pray for us.
Saint Paul.
Pray for us.
Saint Andrew.
Pray for us.
Saint James.
Pray for us.
Saint John.
Pray for us.
Saint Thomas.
Pray for us.
Saint James.
Pray for us.
Saint Philip.
Pray for us.
Saint Bartholomew.
Pray for us.
Saint Matthew.
Pray for us.
Saint Simon.
Pray for us.
Saint Thaddeus.
Pray for us.
Saint Matthias.
Pray for us.
All the holy apostles of our Lord.
Pray for us.
Saint Lazarus.
Pray for us.
Saint Mark.
Pray for us.
Saint Luke.
Pray for us.
Saint Timothy.
Pray for us.
Saint Barnabas.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph the Just.
Pray for us.
Saint Philemon.
Pray for us.
Saint Titus.
Pray for us.
Saint Philip the Deacon.
Pray for us.
All the holy evangelists and disciples of our Lord.
Pray for us.
Saint Linus.
Pray for us.
Saint Anacletus the First.
Pray for us.
Saint Clement the First.
Pray for us.
Saint Sixtus the First.
Pray for us.
Saint Cornelius.
Pray for us.
Saint Sylvester the First.
Pray for us.
Saint Leo the First.
Pray for us.
All the holy popes.
Pray for us.
Saint Eleazar.
Pray for us.
The holy seven Maccabean martyrs and their mother.
Pray for us.
Saints of Rose and her seven sons.
Pray for us.
Saints Boniface and Thecla and their 12 sons.
Pray for us.
All you holy innocents.
Pray for us.
Saint Stephen.
Pray for us.
Saint Lawrence.
Pray for us.
Saint Vincent.
Pray for us.
Saints Fabian and Sebastian.
Pray for us.
Saints John and Paul.
Pray for us.
Saints Cosmas and Damian.
Pray for us.
Saints Gervasi and Pratazi.
Pray for us.
Saint George.
Pray for us.
Saint Christopher.
Pray for us.
Saint Agatha.
Pray for us.
Saint Agnes.
Pray for us.
Saints Perpetua and Felicitas.
Pray for us.
Saint Barbara.
Pray for us.
Saint Dimphna.
Pray for us.
Saint Philomena.
Pray for us.
Saint Lucy.
Pray for us.
Saint Cecilia.
Pray for us.
Saint Catherine of Alexandria.
Pray for us.
Saint Anastasia.
Pray for us.
All you holy martyrs.
Pray for us.
Saint Ignatius of Antioch.
Pray for us.
Saint Polycarp.
Pray for us.
Saint Irenaeus.
Pray for us.
Saint Ignatius of Lyons.
Pray for us.
Saint Cyprian.
Pray for us.
Saint Athanasius.
Pray for us.
Saint Cyril of Jerusalem.
Pray for us.
Saint Martin of Tours.
Pray for us.
Saint Ambrose.
Pray for us.
Saint Augustine.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Saint Nicholas.
Pray for us.
All you holy church fathers, bishops, confessors, and doctors.
Pray for us.
Saint Aaron.
Pray for us.
Saint Phineas.
Pray for us.
Saint Paul the Hermit.
Pray for us.
Saint Anthony of the Desert.
Pray for us.
Saint Benedict.
Pray for us.
Saint Dominic.
Pray for us.
Saint Francis of Assisi.
Pray for us.
Saint Anthony of Padua.
Pray for us.
Holy, holy Levites, priests, monks, and hermits.
Pray for us.
Saint King David.
Pray for us.
Saint King Ezekias.
Pray for us.
Saint King Josias.
Pray for us.
Saint Queen Esther.
Pray for us.
Saint Mordecai.
Pray for us.
Saint Esdras.
Pray for us.
Saint Nehemias.
Pray for us.
The Holy Maccabees, Matthanias, and her sons John, Simon, Judas, Eleazar, and Jonathan.
Pray for us.
Holy Empress Saint Constantine.
Pray for us.
Holy Empress Saint Helena.
Pray for us.
Holy Empress Saint Charlemagne.
Pray for us.
Holy holy rulers.
Pray for us.
Saint Rahab.
Pray for us.
Saint Judith.
Pray for us.
Saint Susanna, daughter of Helcias.
Pray for us.
Saint Mary of Cleophas.
Pray for us.
Saint Mary Magdalene.
Pray for us.
Saint Martha and Mary of Bethany.
Pray for us.
Saint Joanna Susanna.
Pray for us.
Saint Mary Salome.
Pray for us.
Saint Monica.
Pray for us.
Saint Clara of Assisi.
Pray for us.
Holy holy virgins, widows, and other blessed women.
Pray for us.
Holy holy men and women, saints of God.
Make intercession for us.
Be merciful.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be merciful.
Graciously hear us, O Lord.
And then we go to page 110. From all evil,
O Lord, deliver us.
From all sin,
O Lord, deliver us.
From thy wrath,
O Lord, deliver us.
From threatening dangers,
O Lord, deliver us.
From sudden and unprovided death,
O Lord, deliver us.
From the snares of the devil,
O Lord, deliver us.
From unrighteous anger, hatred, and ill will,
O Lord, deliver us.
From the spirit of fornication,
O Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest,
O Lord, deliver us.
From the scourge of earthquake,
O Lord, deliver us.
From plague, famine, and war,
O Lord, deliver us.
From everlasting death,
O Lord, deliver us.
From the mystery of thy holy incarnation,
O Lord, deliver us.
Through thy coming,
O Lord, deliver us.
Through thy nativity,
O Lord, deliver us.
Baptism and holy fasting,
O Lord, deliver us.
Through thy cross and passion,
O Lord, deliver us.
Through thy death and burial,
O Lord, deliver us.
Through thy holy resurrection,
O Lord, deliver us.
Through thy admirable ascension,
O Lord, deliver us.
Through the coming of the Holy Spirit to Paraclete,
O Lord, deliver us.
In the day of judgment,
O Lord, deliver us.
We sinners,
we beseech thee, hear us.
Not that would spare us,
we beseech thee, hear us.
Not that would pardon us,
we beseech thee, hear us.
Not that would bring us to true penance,
we beseech thee, hear us.
Not those vows to govern and preserve the Holy Catholic Church.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was vouchsafed to humble the enemies of the Holy Church.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was vouchsafed to give peace and concord to all Christian kings and princes.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was vouchsafed to grant peace and concord to all Christian people.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was vouchsafed to restore to the unity of the Church those who stray from the truth and lead unbelievers to the light of the gospel.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was vouchsafed to confirm and preserve us in thy holy service.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was lift up our minds to heavenly desires.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was be merciful to all our benefactors.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was grant us, our brethren, relatives, and benefactors, all the graces and helps we need to be saved.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou was vouchsafed to give and preserve the fruits of the earth.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That it was vouchsafed to grant everlasting rest to the family departed.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That's what's vouchsafed graciously to hear us.
We beseech thee, hear us.
Son of God.
We beseech thee, hear us.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, hear us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And let us not fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me. O Lord, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire evils to me. Let them be turned back with shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee be joyful and be glad in thee. And as such as love thy salvation, say continually, let the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Help me, O God. Thou art my helper, my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forever and ever. Amen.
Save thy servants.
Who hope in thee, O my God.
Be unto us, O Lord, a tower of strength.
From the face of the enemy.
Let not the enemy prevail against us.
Nor the son of iniquity have power to hurt us.
O Lord, deal not with us according to our sins.
Neither requite us according to our iniquities.
Let us pray for the papacy and the future Roman pontiff, our spiritual leader, Richard Joseph Michael I. Branning.
Lord, preserve him and give him life, and make him blessed upon the earth, and deliver him not up to the will of his enemies.
Let us pray for our benefactors.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, for thy name's sake, to be merciful to all those who do us good. Amen.
Let us pray for the faithful departed.
Everlasting rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them.
May they rest in peace.
Amen.
For absent brethren,
save thy servants who hope in thee, O my God.
Send them help, O Lord, from the holy place.
And from Zion, protect them.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come unto thee.
The Lord be with thee.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray, O God, whose property is to have mercy and to spare. Receive our humble petition, that we and all thy servants who are bound by the chains of sin may by the compassion of thy goodness mercifully be absolved. Graciously hear and beseech thee, O Lord, the prayers of thy suppliants, and pardon the sins of those who confess to thee, that in thy bounty thou mayest grant us both pardon and peace. And thy clemency, O Lord, show unto us thy unspeakable mercy, that thou mayest both loose us from all our sins and deliver us from the punishment which we deserve for them. O God, who by sin art offended, by confession and penance pacified, mercifully regard the prayers of thy people make in supplication to thee, and turn away the scourges of thine anger, which we deserve for our sins. Almighty and everlasting God, have mercy on our spiritual leader, Richard Joseph Michael I. Branny, and direct him according to thy clemency in the way of everlasting salvation, that by thy grace he may both desire those things that are pleasing to thee, and perform them with all his strength. O God, from whom all holy desires, good counsels, and just works do proceed, grant unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts being set to obey thy commandments, and the fear of our enemies being removed, we may by thy protection pass our time in peace. Inflame, O Lord, our reins in our hearts with the fire of the Holy Spirit, that we may serve thee with an undefiled body, and please thee with a pure heart. O God, the Creator and Redeemer of all men, give to the souls of thy servants departed the remission of their sins, and the punishment due to their sins, that through our pious supplications they may obtain the pardon which they have always desired. Direct, we beseech you, O Lord, our actions by the holy inspirations, and carry them on by the gracious assistance, that every prayer and work of ours may begin always from thee, and through thee be happily ended. Almighty and everlasting God, who hast dominion over the living and the dead, and art merciful to all those thou foreknowest shall be thine by faith and good works, we humbly beseech you that they for whom we intend to pour forth our prayers, whether this present world still detain them in the flesh, for the world to come after ready receive them out of their bodies, may through the intercession of all thy saints, by the clemency of thy goodness, obtain the remission of their sins, and the punishment due to their sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee liveth and reigneth in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with thee.
And with us.
May the almighty merciful Lord graciously hear us.
Amen.
And may the souls and the faithful departed in the mercy of God rest in peace.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. All right, we now begin the exorcism prayer, and before we begin the exorcism prayer, we light the incense. So we do that right after the litany, and it's actually the first part of the exorcism prayer, so we're going to light the charcoal, not the incense. We don't put the incense on until we get to the very beginning of the main exorcism prayer. You'll see as we go along. So you can show the camera how we light the incense. So we use a blowtorch because it goes quicker.
Okay.
That gets the incense going quicker. All right, so after you light the incense, then we begin our exorcism prayer, and you start by kneeling down. Page 118 in the prayer book. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Judge thou, O Lord, them that wrong me. Overthrow them that fight against me. Let them be confounded in the shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back. Let them be turned back and be confounded to devise evil against me. Let them become as dust before the wind. and let the angel of the Lord straighten them. Let their way become dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net from me unto destruction. Without cause they have upbraided my soul. Let the snare which he knoweth not come upon him, and let the net which he hath hidden catch him. Into that very snare let him fall. But my soul shall rejoice in the Lord, and shall be delighted in his salvation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forever and ever. Amen.
O most glorious Prince of the heavenly army, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle, and our wrestling against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Come to the aid of men whom God created incorruptible, and to the image of his own likeness he made him. And from the tyranny of the devil he bought him at a great price. Fight the battles of the Lord today with the army of the blessed angels, as once others fight against Lucifer, the leader of pride, and his apostate angels, and they prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. But that great dragon was cast out, the old serpent is called the devil and Satan, who seduces the whole world. And he was cast onto the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Behold, the ancient enemy and murderer strongly raises his head, transformed into an angel of light, with the entire horde of wicked spirits. About everywhere and takes possession of the earth, so that there he may blot out the name of God and of his Christ, and steal away, afflict, and ruin into everlasting destruction, the souls destined for a crown of everlasting glory. A man corrupt in heart and depraved in mind, the wicked dragon pours out like a most foul river the poison of his villainy, a spirit of lying, impiety, and blasphemy, and the deadly breath of lust and of all iniquities and vices. Her most crafty enemies have engulfed the Catholic Church, the spouse of the Immaculate Lamb. With sorrows they have drenched her with wormwood. On her desirable things they have laid their wicked hands. Where the seat of Blessed Peter and the chair of truth have been set up for the light of the Gentiles, there they have placed the throne of the abomination of their wickedness, so that the pastor having been struck, they may also be able to scatter the flock. Therefore, O thou unconquerable leader, be present with the people of God and against the spiritual wickedness which is bursting in upon them, and bring them the victory. The Holy Catholic Church venerates thee as its guardian and patron, and it glories in the fact that thou art its defender against the wicked powers of earth and hell. To thee the Lord has assigned the souls of the elect to be placed in heavenly bliss. Beseech the God of peace to crush Satan under our feet, that he may no more be able to hold men captive and to harm the church. Offer our prayers in the sight of the Most High, so that the mercies of the Lord may quickly come to our aid, that thou may seize the dragon, the ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and that having bound him, thou mayest cast him into the bottomless pit, so that he may no more seduce the nations. Hence confiding in their protection and guardianship, we confidently and securely begin the task, in the name of Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, of driving away the attacks of diabolical deceit. Now I pick up a crucifix I have here. This one happens to have relics in it, but if you don't have it, any crucifix will do. Behold the cross of the Lord, and flee away, ye hostile forces.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath conquered.
May thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us.
Since we have hoped in thee.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come unto thee.
The Lord be with thee.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we invoke thy holy name, and we humbly implore thy mercy, that by the intercession of the Mother of God, Mary Immaculate, ever Virgin, of Blessed Michael the Archangel, of Blessed Joseph, the spouse of the same Blessed Virgin, and of Blessed Apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, that was deigned to afford us help against Satan, and all the other unclean spirits, and against whatever wanders throughout the world to do harm to the human race, and to ruin souls, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And now begins the actual exorcism prayer itself. And a crucifix like this, or any crucifix will do, and you want to have something like this when we're going to be doing the prayer. And you're going to see how I do it. You go to the four quarters, you know, north, south, east, west. So the first I will go like this on when you see a cross in here, and you don't have to turn your body. So you go like this, this on the next cross, this on the next, and then this, and then around again. And if you have any relics, it's good to keep them on your person, because when we're done with this exorcism prayer, this place will be blessed. But then we go around our property and bless our property too, saying the St. Michael prayer. I'll discuss that when we get done with this. But right now, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to light the incense and bless the incense. Now, all right? Phil, you better come over here.
so.
You got the incense here, right? Now move to the side so we can show you the. No, when after I'm done blessing, then you, yeah.
Right.
Name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. By the intercession of Blessed Michael, the Archangel, standing at the right hand of the altar of incense and the walls of elect, may the Lord vouchsafe to bless this incense and accept it as an odor of sweetness through Christ our Lord, amen. May this incense, which thou hast blessed, O Lord, ascend to thee, and may thy mercy descend upon us. Let my prayer, O Lord, be directed as incense in thy sight, the lifting up of my hands as evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and a door round about my lips. Incline not my heart to evil words to make excuses and sins. May the Lord kindle on us the fire of his love and the flame of eternal charity. Amen. Amen. Now, you incense the church or where your altar is, the immediate place of your church and where your altar is, you incense the whole place. And then we're going to be carrying this incense around outside later also. I'll discuss that later. All right. So you start out by genuflecting. In the name of God the Father. Then you bow. In God the Son. In God the Holy Spirit. You're not determined. Okay. Now when you do that main exorcism prayer, you stand as a position of authority over the devil.
I'm trying to knock the book out of my hand, you see?
Yeah. And he rang that phone too, to try to interrupt us.
Because
he knows what he's going to get. Huh? All right? He's going to get it.
Amen.
And so you stand as a position of authority, and you speak with authority over the devil when you're exercising. And like I said, you have your crucifix ready. If you have relics, you can put another relic on your person. We exorcise thee, O every unclean spirit, satanic power, infernal invader, wicked legion, assembly and sect, in the name and by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. May thou be snatched away and driven from the church of God, and from the souls made to the image of God, and redeemed by the precious blood of the divine Lamb. Most cunning serpent, thou shalt no more dare to deceive the human race, persecute the Catholic Church, torment God's elect, and sift them as wheat. The Most High God commands thee. He with whom in your great insolence thou still claimest to be equal. He who wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God the Father commands thee. God the Son commands thee. God the Holy Spirit commands thee. The majesty of Christ, the eternal Word of God made flesh, commands thee. He who to save our race outdone through thy envy humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. He who has built his church on the firm rock, and declared that the gates of hell shall never prevail against her, because he will dwell with her all days, even to the consummation of the world. The sacred sign of the cross commands thee, as is also the power and mysteries of the Christian faith. The glorious Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, commands thee. She will by her humility in the first moment of her immaculate conception rebuke thee in thy pride. The faith of the holy apostles Peter and Paul and of the other apostles commands thee. The blood of the martyrs and the pious intercession of all the saints commands thee. Thus, cursed dragon and the diabolical legion, we adjure thee by the living God, by the true God, by the holy God, by the God who so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. Stop deceiving human creatures and pouring out on them the poison of everlasting damnation. Stop harming the Catholic Church and ensnaring her liberty. Be gone, Satan, inventor and master of all deceit, enemy of man's salvation. Give place to Christ, in whom thou hast found none of thy works. Give place to one holy Catholic and apostolic church, acquired by Christ at the price of his blood. Stoop beneath the powerful hand of God. Tremble and flee when we invoke the holy and terrible name of Jesus. This name which causes hell to tremble, this name to which the virtues, powers, and dominations of heaven are humbly submissive, this name to which the cherubim and seraphim praise unceasingly, repeating and kneel. Holy, 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 Lord God of armies. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come unto thee.
May the Lord be with thee.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. God of heaven, God of earth, God of angels, God of archangels, God of patriarchs, God of prophets, God of apostles, God of martyrs, God of confessors, God of virgins, God of us power to give life after death and rest after work,
because there is no other God than thee,
and there can be no other.
For thou, the creator of all things, visible and invisible, of whose reign there shall be no end,
we humbly posture ourselves before thy glorious majesty,
and we beseech thee to deliver us by thy power,
from all the tyranny of the infernal spirits, from their snares, and their lies, and their furious wickedness. Hear, O Lord, we beseech thee,
to grant us thy powerful protection,
and to keep us safe and sound. Amen. From the snares of the devil,
deliver us, O Lord.
Grant that thy church may serve thee in secure liberty.
We beseech thee, hear us.
Deign to crush down the enemies of thy holy Catholic Church.
We beseech thee, hear us.
Now, at this point, what you're going to be doing is, everybody who's present in your church, you're going to have holy water, and you're going to bless them with the holy water, repeating the St. Michael prayer. Now, from here on, and then you bless the people that are in your church, in your home, and the outside of your home. And then when we're done doing this, we're going to process around our property here, and all we do is, we have the incense goes first, crucifix goes, and then I'm third, and I carry my little crucifix, but we have the processional crucifix goes second. And then we just keep repeating the St. Michael prayer over and over again. And then we have the holy water. I have the holy water, yeah. And this, it's like a water gun. It's good to get the holy water, because you can spray the holy water at a distance. So you'll see. You're going to see how we do it here, and we're going to also film it outside. I'll just give you a preview of what we're going to be doing here. And now, like anybody, all of us who have our own homes, like Ron, we forgot to do it this morning too. We usually do it in the morning. So when we go back home, we got to do it.
I can't believe when you drift off.
Yeah, I know. And so do your own homes too. So like if you're all doing it together now and then you're not home yet, when you go home, make sure sometimes during the day you just pray to St. Michael prayer and sprinkle holy water around your place. That then you're getting protected. And Will will get the other places that we don't go in, the empty places here. He goes in them individually and he sprinkles with holy water and prays the St. Michael prayer. All right, now, first what we're going to do is sprinkle the people in here with the holy water before we start our procession. So here's my gun. This is our gun. See? More powerful than any gun in the whole world or any bomb or nuclear bomb. This right here.
Amen.
Yes, right here. Amen. That's all it is. All right? You guys are banging your head against the wall, creating all these weapons, and there's nothing more powerful than this.
Amen.
All right? I'm not against creating weapons on a human thing, but this is the most powerful weapon of all. Yeah? All right, so, first thing. Sprinkle myself, of course, all right? Mm-hmm. St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in the battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking to ruin souls. Amen.
Okay, now we get the crucifix ready, the processional crucifix, the incense. And I'm in the third position, and then Ron's going to be carrying the camera, filming it on the outside. So we begin our procession.
Prince of the Heavenly Host, by
the
power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle.
Defend us in the battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. May my goal be our thing. Defend us in the battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God defend him and humbly pray. And do now, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. With my God, the Archangel, defend us in the battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking to ruin us souls. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God,
cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking to ruin us all. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him in humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son, Jesus Christ. Blessed perpetual monk rules and grant you peace of day as much as possible. We offer up these three prayers for the repose of your mortal soul, the special mediation intercession of our Holy Mother Mary, and under the title Lady of Grace. St. Joseph, the good St. Anne, St. John the Baptist, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Patrick, your guardian angel, and all angels and saints that can be the sisters to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And let us not fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forever. Amen.
Everlasting rest grant unto our brother Louis Worth, O Lord.
And our perpetual life, thanks
unto thee. Rest in peace.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We get the refills now while we're here. Refill our ammunition. Yeah. St. Michael, the Archangel,
defend us in the battle. May God rebuke him in humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world. Seeking to ruin us souls. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him in humble pride. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking to ruin us souls. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking to ruin us all. Amen. O Prince of the Heavenly Host, defend us in battle. May God rebuke you in humble prayer, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking to ruin the souls of the
for my whole good and of the battle. We are protected against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
Thank God that you can be with Christ,
and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, that has been sent by all Satan, and all the evil spirits now about the world,
seeking the realm of souls, amen.
Take my gold to the archangel, to the medicine dial. We have protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God has gifted you on his birth, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits that prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls, amen. So Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle, God protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God has gifted you on his birth, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits that prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls, amen. May my gold be our angel, and let him die. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. For the God who gives me all of his grace, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits that prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls, amen. So Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. We are protecting against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God have used you on his earth, and be thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits that prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls, amen. Defend us in the battle. We are protected against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him in the name of Christ. May we bow up to the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell all Satan, and all the evil spirits that prowl about the world, seeking to burn the soul of the man. Say, Michael, the archangel, defend us in the battle. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits that prowl about the world, seeking to burn the soul through them. By my God, the angel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him in the name of Christ.
Wait, hold it. Wait here for a second now. On this part, this is where I got north, south, east, west. I'm going to explain it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, just before I go back into the church or to the home, I sprinkle one to the north, south, east, and west, and then it goes out through the whole world.
Amen.
Say, Michael, the archangel, defend us in the battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke you and we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host,
by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls, amen.
Is the camera on still?
Yeah.
If this is the last part. Okay. Is he there? Okay. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus,
have mercy on us.
Most Sacred Heart of Jesus,
have mercy on us.
Most Sacred Heart of Jesus,
have mercy on us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
And this ends the exorcism prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.